Hello, and welcome to Before the Final Rose. This is the podcast where we talk about all things Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, and that's it. That's it. Nothing else to talk about.
Bachelor Senior, if that ever happens.
Maybe, someday.
Bachelor Live, once we start going to all of those.
No! Go on the tour, see Becca Kufrin.
Oh my god. Please.
Apply to be on it.
Listen, if they come to like... No, there's no like, what's the Minneapolis? Would that be the best like meetup spot in between?
Yeah, you can get direct flights from Missoula and I could get a direct flight from New York.
We'll go to Bachelor Live in Minneapolis.
Maybe we'll see Michelle there.
Maybe. No, she's not. Well, maybe she would show up.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway.
Great segue. You're Jordan Knuckleby and I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby.
Listen to Iron Maiden.
Maybe. maybe I don't know if I can find it. Anyways, we suck, we know, listen we okay. Don't need you to tell us. Life got busy. All right, Jordan got,
I know, I got COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got, so
that happened,
but she's still alive. Round of applause, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. I made it. And honestly, I think also the thing is once it gets towards the end of the season, I just get so bored.
Yeah.
I get so bored.
Oh yeah. And also like it was Christmas and like I went home to see my family. So that was like a whole mess. And like,
and also, you're directing a show.
Yeah. There's just a lot going on. So we both just kind of collectively put it on hold. Like we didn't say, oh, hey, let's just not do it for 4 weeks, but that's what happened by accident.
Yeah.
But we're back, baby. I guess it was only 3 weeks, but you know, whatever. But
it feels like, I know. Well, and here's the other thing. I feel like each episode's going to take about 5 minutes to talk about because.
Can you imagine if we'd done a full podcast episode for the Mental All? What a boring sack of shit that was.
Well, my God. I was so bored. I was just like, shut up. Everybody just shut up.
Shut up. Trying to get their little Instagram followers, man.
And the amount of times now at this point that I've watched the teaser for Clayton season.
But it's hard to remember who he is because does he not look like a carbon copy of Colton? They're just like, oh, that guy kind of likes Colton. We love him. Like he really does. Okay. We'll get to him in a little bit here. So the Mental All.
Yeah. The Mental Off.
I didn't take any notes. A couple highlights though. Peter's a douchebag.
Oh my god. And then he served Will. Do you think that was real?
I don't think so. I think that was all a big producer stint. Because then at the end they were like, what do you say? Do you like his pizza?
This time.
Oh, what do you say? You're gonna shake and be done with it? And then they were like, yeah, we'll shake. We'll be fine. It was the stupidest thing ever. They're like, what? You know, it's never happened on the Mental All before. Someone getting sued.
Served. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
The other thing that stuck out to me that was just kind of awkward and weird is like, they've been doing the show for a while and they come back from a break. And it's like, before we get started, Tayshia, I noticed you're not wearing your ring on your finger.
And they edited the shit out of it because I saw a longer clip where she actually went into some detail and she was just like, it's been really terrible and tough. And then she like walks away. And like, it was like horribly exploitative.
Yes.
I thought so. It was so gross.
And I was like, I felt so bad for her. And then
so bad.
Because then when we had the after the final rose thing and it was just Caitlin, at first before Caitlin said that Tayshia had been exposed to COVID, I was like, did Tayshia just like get fed up and just like not want to do it anymore?
Dude,
I don't blame her.
But I wouldn't. That was so, I mean, I'm like, you don't have to mention it. This isn't her season anymore. This isn't about her anymore. And it's just like,
but also Tayshia never got, I will die on the hill of how pissed off I am that Tayshia never got an after the final rose.
She Claire did. Yeah. So ridiculous, dude. Claire got an after final rose in the middle of the season or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, but we're not going to give Tayshia an after the final rose. What the fuck is that? So stupid. Did anything else help in the Mental All? I'm trying to think. Jamie was still a piece of shit. Fucking couldn't apologize. And then finally at the very end, he like made a shitty half-assed apology and everyone was like, wow, yeah, we really don't believe you.
Like, great. Thank you for that apology.
So stupid. Oh yeah, there was Let's Jamie, see. And then there is that one None dude. Of them.
Martin.
What was his name? Oh, Martin. Well, not that wasn't who I was thinking of, but yeah, Martin was also still a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I hate it when guys are like, "I'm sorry that made you feel a certain way," instead of "I'm sorry I did something wrong."
No, like, because then that's taking the blame off. It's like, you feel this way because of your feelings and your actions and reactions to what I said. It's not about what I said and did. Exactly. It's about how you reacted to it.
Yeah. So it's just like a bunch of douchey little dudes. I wish Rodney was the Bachelor.
I wish Rodney was the Bachelor. I wish Michael could have been the Bachelor.
Oh, that'd been so good. Do you think they're going to do 2 seasons of The Bachelor? They haven't announced it.
No, they're not going to.
They're not going to?
A friend told me that they're going to get back on the regular schedule. So I think after Clayton's season, we're going to get another season of The Bachelorette.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. I can't do 2 seasons ever.
Like, I really can't.
I need a freaking break, dude. I think terrible. ABC just didn't have any shows and they needed something to fill up time slots. And they're like, what do you think? Yeah. Can you do 2 of these? Or maybe they were like contractually, like because of the missed time, they had extra time with ABC to fill. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure it was some sort of weird contractual thing, but like, I don't want to go back. I don't want to do 2 seasons of The Bachelor. I would die.
No, I literally have nothing else for the mental all. Also, Michelle's still too good for all of them and is such a queen.
100%, dude.
And I guess, should we talk about the teaser that we've seen? This is the first time they showed the teaser for Clayton's season.
Okay.
It's like, I haven't fallen for just one of you. I haven't fallen for just 2 of you. I have fallen in love with all 3 of you. I'm just like, ugh.
Who cares? Yeah. Okay, and then also the teaser that they show after the final rose, like they literally like show them, I don't know if it's a cock tease or not, but they like show like him talking to like the final 3.
I know.
And I was like, well, that's shitty. Like, I'm sure I'll forget before it rolls out and I won't remember and I won't care to go back and look at it, but like, don't do that.
I know.
Like, show backs of heads, show moments of shadowy kisses.
Just show him. Just
don't show us like them standing 3 people left. Like, that ruins the entire suspense of the show. What's wrong with you, ABC? They're like, well, no one cares about this anyway, so we got to show them the one moment that might get them to watch. Ugh.
Oh my god.
I have so little interest in Clayton. I know. So little interest on so many levels. America clearly hates him, but we'll get to that a little bit later if we even care to cover it. We go into fantasy week, and god, they're really just not going to stop with this weird uncomfortable thing. This is really just a thing now where they make everyone sit in a goddamn living room together. This is just a thing. And you know what, the first time it happened was the first season that we did a podcast about, so it could be our fault.
We ushered it in. Now food play is also going to become a huge thing because of how pissed off we were for Bachelor in Paradise.
Every Bachelor in Paradise is just going to be bananas and chocolate and strawberries and freaking Taco Bellies. But I wrote down one of my notes was bros to foes is something that Joe said.
Excellent. Listen, people still sleep on Joe. I think Joe's got...
he's a sweet boy. I don't think he's good TV. But
I think that's why I like him.
Yeah, because he's just like, why am I here?
You're just like a regular dude.
He's just a regular Joe.
God, did you ever watch that show? Do you know what that is?
No. Is that like a TV show?
Yeah, it was, I think if I recall correctly, it was called Regular Joe. And I think the premise was, it was like a bachelorette style, a very, very, very beautiful woman was getting ready to date, which she thought was going to be like 30 hot men. And then it was just a bunch of average Joes. So terrible, awful.
I mean, they might be nice.
Maybe. No, they were. And then the thing I remember is like, she was starting to actually really fall for some of them. And then about like halfway through, they brought in like 5 really, really fucking hot dudes.
That's gross. I hate that whole premise. That's gross.
And then she ended up picking a hot dude.
Oh, that's horrible. So like their whole like hope for the show was that like, no, nice guys really do finish last. And then it was like, no, they don't.
No, finish last. They do finish last is what that show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I was trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say.
Also, I saw an ad for a show that's a new reality TV show that's like, I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it's like a bunch of women and two guys, and one of them is a one of them is a millionaire and one of them isn't. And they're all like trying to date and like figure out who the rich one is or something.
Stupid.
I know. I was like, wait, what?
Stupid. Oh my God.
One of these guys is worth $10 million and the other isn't, but is still probably pretty rich.
Oh my God. He's nice probably clothes, only you know? Worth $200,000.
Poor guy only has a job as a CEO. Just kidding. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just like, wow, what a dumb idea for a show. Anyways, back to our dumb show that we love. Brandon was the first to go for the fantasy suite. And they went horseback riding, which is cute or whatever. Here's my one qualm with this. Have you ridden a horse?
Not since I was like 12.
I've ridden a horse once. And I don't remember it being an experience where you'd want to wear short shorts at all.
Yeah. No.
Like everyone that I've ever seen ride a horse, and every time I've ever ridden a horse or heard about it, you wear jeans.
You feel like you chafe or blister, especially in the heat. It's
sweaty and it gets stuck to the saddle, and like there's horse hair all over the place. It's like, it's not, I mean, it must have been a short ride. That's all I've got to say, because it's not something you want to do with your bare legs out.
Oh God, no.
I'm sure they probably put a blanket over the saddle so it wouldn't like stick so bad, but like,
I don't know.
And also
Michelle has incredible legs. And so gotta show those puppies off. Yeah. I don't know. Brandon is very sweet and very nice. And he is like my worst nightmare, I feel like, of dating somebody, because he's just so in love with Michelle. Like he's clearly the one. And like, I think it's the type of love where you can be blinded to a person's imperfections. And then I've been getting the feeling from Brandon from like pretty early on that he has Michelle on a pedestal, and it's kind of like, oh my God, this woman is so far out of my league. I like worship her. I love her so much. And it's almost like,
you gotta be still equals, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so
he kind of has that almost traditional feel to him, where he's like very like has the feel of like, I'm the man and I'll be doing all the stuff and I'm going to take care of my queen. Like, and I hate that, weirdly.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's just because I've been the breadwinner for so long, but I mean, I don't really like the idea of anybody like being like the, you know,
like one person's this and the other person's this, and this is your set role in the relationship.
It's gross. I don't like it. And I'm not saying that I just kind of get the vibe. I'm not saying that is how Brandon is or feels.
Doesn't make him a bad person. And also like this whole show is designed to make these contestants feel that way about the lead.
Exactly. But it becomes a problem when you haven't taken any time or work to figure out what the other person's faults are or where there may be issues. And you just are like, oh, this is going to be great because you're an amazing person and I should be so lucky.
Yeah.
You got to have a little, you know, bit something. Of not self-respect, but like you gotta know that like, it's not all going to be roses. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. He said, his whole, am I enough? That was his whole thing. Am I enough for her? Like giant insecurities.
Yeah. And like, that's what it really is. Is like, you can't enter the relationship with that question. You have to know that you're enough before you enter into a relationship with someone.
Exactly. Like, also, they like showed their like fireworks scene and it was like they were only on the other side of the hotel. And I'm like, that's vicious. I'm like, they're just like in the same building. Fucking.
I know. I love it.
Like, I know they can only like rent out one giant hotel, but like still I'm like, well, that's mean.
I know. And they're like, whoa. They can just like direct evidence.
Yes. And they're like, what do you think they're doing? I always, what do you think Brandon and her are doing right now? What do you think they're doing right now?
I wonder.
Yeah, no, we know. We all know what's happening. They fucking.
I know. And then he comes back and he's feeling great.
Yes.
And
they also had a food fight in the morning, which was gross.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Because
food play. Because we have to have food play.
We have to. And he comes back and Nate's like, for the first time, I'm realizing that like there are other people having a relationship with my girlfriend. I'm like, oh
yeah, Nate. That's the whole show, my dude. That's the whole show, Nate, my boy.
Whatever. Oh, Nate. Nate the great.
Oh, little Nate boy.
Before but the second was Joe. Yeah, Joe. Right, yeah. Oh, yes. Gosh. And they did ziplining. Yes. And she was like, Joe, that's the most like loudest I've ever heard you be when he was like screaming down the zip line.
Is ziplining fun?
That's
my question. You've done it?
It is fun.
It is fun? It looks like it's either really fun or like the dullest thing ever.
No, it's a lot of fun. Really? I really liked it. Yeah.
It doesn't look fun.
No. Well, because it's like, I went over a river when I did it, like a really wide river in Georgia.
That's cool.
And then you zipline across and then you do like another obstacle. And then you do like kind of like an obstacle course. And then there's like a short zipline. Yeah. And you're like harnessed on. So you're doing like rope climbing and like crossing like rope bridges through these trees and stuff.
Okay.
Like
well, that sounds like way too much exercise. That doesn't sound
fun. That was just that particular one. But then there was like a short zip line through the trees, but like, it's actually really quite fun. Cause at first you're just like so scared. Cause when you drop off, you're like, I'm just going to drop off. And what if, and then I'm just free falling through the air. And it's really fun. Cause then once you get going, you're just like, it's exhilarating.
Okay. All right.
I recommend.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But Joe, that's their big thing.
What does it say? Joe is a puzzle and goofy. That's what I said. That's my note.
Well, I think, well said, my friend. Well said.
Yes, yes. Something about, she said Joe is a puzzle and I don't have all the pieces yet. I think that's what that was for. But they got to the end of their night and okay, we had an I'm in love with you from Brandon. Mm-hmm. Joe gave a... I'm falling in love. What did he say? I don't remember.
I don't know. And it's unfortunate how it is. The exact wordings are so precise. Like if you don't say one particular word, even if you say I'm falling or I'm in love with you, if you say you're falling in love instead of in love, you're gone.
And then also I love you versus I'm in love with you.
Yes. Those are three very different things.
Yes.
And I'm outie.
Howdy.
But
because Nate did manage to say that he was in love with her.
Yes. So kiss of death, I guess.
Little Nate boy got to do a boat ride where we got to see those orange swim trunks once again and his horrible back tattoo. Can we be honest?
What is it again?
I don't know. It's like, it's either God or some sort of looks like a sculptory type figure, like, and it's got an arm and the arm just looks weird. And I don't even know. And he's got a ton of words all over his body.
He does.
Maybe I'm just being a bitch, but I don't like word tattoos. They weird me out, man.
I have a word tattoo. You are a bitch.
Wait, like, I mean like scripture, like big chunks of words.
Oh, like a paragraph of words.
Yeah. Like if it's a word or like less than five or six words, like I just like, when it's like his whole shoulder panel. I don't want to sit there and read it out.
It's usually scripture.
It's usually scripture.
I don't know. Something I've come to appreciate about Nate is how he has been like so cool kind of like the whole time mostly. And it's not coming from like a place of cockiness or confidence. And it's like the reason I think that he ultimately won is that she chose. I mean, we don't win The Bachelor, you know.
Don't
I mean?
We though?
Yeah, we do. I think ultimately the reason that she picked him and that's how it ended is because of what we were just saying. He didn't come into this being like, am I enough? He seems very self-composed,
right.
Very self-assured, very much
confident.
Like, I got this. I trust you. I trust our relationship. And I'm not even going to think about anything else because what's the point? You know?
Exactly.
And that's how you do it. That's how you do The Bachelorette.
That's how you do
That's
it.
That's how you win.
Confidence. That's how you freaking win, man.
Yeah.
No, so they also had a mariachi band play for them.
I was going to have, if you're in Mexico, there has to be a mariachi band at one point. Yeah.
So we had three dates. They all went pretty well. But at this point, I was like, oof, I am worried for Joe because he just didn't open up enough.
Yeah.
Like, she said that he gave her that last little bit that she needed. But here's my question. Do you think that Brandon's last minute conversation changed her mind?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I think she knew going in. And, like, I think Brandon thought he was going home. And I think he was trying to make it easy for her, which is sweet. And, like, I think it shows how much he really cared about her. But I personally was also shocked. I thought Brandon was going home 100%.
Yeah. Before this episode, I definitely thought Brandon was going home.
Oh, man.
And
who'd have thunk it? Baby Brandon making it all the way.
That's crazy, dude. And what did I say? Nate and Brandon fantasy suite is like, oh, it's the toughest dump. It's the toughest dump of them all, I think. I don't know if it's tougher than the final dump, but like, it's like so vicious to be like, I know we just boned, but fuck you.
Well, sometimes they don't though. Sometimes they have.
I know, but
you're so close. And I think whoever ends up getting eliminated after final seat, they all think they're like, it's a blind side to whoever gets dumped.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Oh, look at you putting your contacts in while recording.
I know, she's a multitasker.
Anti-vaxxer. Just kidding. No, you're not.
How dare you? How dare
you? Making up false rumors. It just rhymed. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's fine. I get it. It's in your nature.
It's in my nature to be a bitch.
But do you think the conversation changed her
I think ultimately no, but I think maybe she was less sure of it before that conversation. And I think what she really always just wants, she just wants somebody that's like going to fight for her, you know?
Yeah.
And like Joe was just kind of standing up there like a bag of carrots.
Yeah. I think it was kind of like he had too much faith in their connection.
Yeah.
And like wasn't needing to put, he's like, I'm going to win this. I'm not going to put in maybe as much work as I promised.
He didn't put as much effort in as Nate and Brandon, I don't think.
Yeah. Cause Nate's really been putting in the effort to open up and be vulnerable and just go for it, which is hard. As somebody who also has trouble with that, I was like, Nate, I see you, brother. I know how hard it is.
It's a struggle bus. Yeah. But he got there.
He did. It's true.
It's true. And then, what do you think? Should we take a quick little breaky break before we talk about the finale?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We will be back in just a hot ass moment, y'all. Thanks for sticking with us.
Bye.
Back again. Before the final rose is back. Tell a friend. Seriously, tell a friend. Because we only have 12 listeners. But I'm sure you all missed us so much. Oh, I'm just kidding. We have like 70 listeners. I just like to like make it seem like we don't have any. Because, you know, I want to make sure we don't get too big. I want to make sure we're still indie.
Yeah, I want to stay underground. I want us to be organic. I don't want to be
I want to blow up and get famous and then have people be like, wow. And they have 7 seasons of a show that no one's ever heard about. And then everyone will binge it. They'll be like, whoa. Did you know that that famous actress like has
an
underground podcast that no one's ever heard of? I mean, yeah, you'd have to go back and rewatch all the Bachelor and Bachelorette seasons to understand it and listen along. But like, also there's no way you can access them. Which, how stupid is that?
It's so dumb because you can watch every season of Survivor somewhere.
Like, it's the stupidest thing. Like, you really think that somebody wouldn't go, that people wouldn't go back and watch your bullshit? Yeah. And then they're like, well, what if we do greatest seasons of all time? And I'm like, that's so dumb. Just put the stupid seasons up somewhere can watch them.
Let me have a DVD collection of all the seasons.
I need my DVD collection, okay? I actually recently, I put all my DVDs in like CD holders and I threw away all my DVD cases.
Oh gosh. I'm still holding on to all
I thought that Denzel would really like appreciate it because he's always said it was like kind of cluttered and ugly, but like then he was like, oh, I've kind of grown to like it. And I was like, well, they're already in the trash, so thanks for letting me know.
I'm still holding on to the idea that someday I will be able to have a display case for all of my DVDs. like an antique collection, but I still use them.
Yeah.
I just got some more for
When was the last birthday. Time you actually put a DVD in, though, and didn't just watch a streaming service?
Like a couple days ago. I watched Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, boomer.
I know. And I got some more DVDs for my birthday / Christmas for my birthday. So I watched one of my new ones, which was Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon one, the good one.
Oh, well, look at that. You, even though you have Disney Plus, you watched it on the DVD.
Well, I don't have Disney Plus in my room, so.
Oh, okay. I see. Roommates. Yeah. It's all on the main TV.
Yeah, but that's okay. Anyway, let's get back to what our show is about, which is about
what Bachelorette?
Our Bachelorette finishing her journey of love.
Michelle.
This happens every single season. The person that wins, the parents don't like them as much as the person that doesn't win.
Let's be honest. When was the last time that you, I don't bring a lot of guys home, but like if your parents don't like them, that makes you like them even more. That's like carnal fact.
It's like, oh, you don't like them?
Well, you just don't understand.
You don't understand our love.
You don't understand our love.
Yeah. No, I've never brought a single person home to meet my parents. I've been like, this is a person that I am romantically involved with. I've brought some people home, been like, this is my friend.
Exactly. But we also, you know, we're just friends. I know that I have brought a couple dudes home, and my dad did not like one of them, and that made me like him even more. But we also only dated for 2 weekends, so like, does that count? I don't know. And then I don't think, and my parents really didn't like Tanner. They really didn't like him at first, but my dad grew to like him eventually. But also I shouldn't have been dating him. He was way too old for me.
Well, that's, you know, that's part of it.
That's part of it. And then my parents liked Denzel. So I guess that, you know.
So now you don't like him as much?
Yeah. Just kidding. Yeah. No.
Taking the edge off.
But no, it is kind of, there's weird rebellious spirit sometimes. And yeah. Oh my God, they love Brandon though.
I know. Well, he had a bit of a leg up because he met them already. Well, exactly. And like, what parent isn't going to love somebody that is just like, I am obsessed. I love
your daughter. Anything. I'm obsessed with her. I'll never leave her. I'm going to move to Minnesota.
She is safe with me. I am absolutely not even hesitating. I am doing it. And again, those are all still red flags for me, is that you're just willing to like basically sacrifice your sense of self for another person.
Yeah.
My parents, I feel confident enough in my parents that if I brought somebody home like that, they would tell me that that's a red flag for them.
Right. They'd be like, he's a little too into you. Like, are you as into this guy as he is into you, Jordan?
And I would say no.
No, but isn't he cute?
Isn't he cute?
Yeah, no, he brings dad new swim trunks. Mama gives him a kiss on the cheek, says, mm-hmm. I can't wait. I hope you're part of our family, basically. He says, I can't wait to marry your daughter. Like, it is like.
They think it is signed, sealed, delivered.
Yes, they're like, we are going to do everything we can to push this guy. However, on the other hand, poor Nate.
I mean, it's hard. I sympathize with him because he's never been in love.
He's never done a meet the family.
He's never done a meet the family, so he doesn't know what he's supposed to do. Also, going into this situation on The Bachelor, being on TV and trying to be vulnerable and talk about your feelings is difficult.
Yeah.
So I felt for him so bad. I was like, it's not fair that after dating for a month, you're like, you don't want to marry your daughter.
Are you going to move to Minnesota?
6 hours with her. He's like, when he was like, I don't know. I was like, that is what you want to hear for me.
We have to figure it out. We just met.
Yeah.
Whereas fucking Brandon was like, I'll move to Minnesota today. I work remote.
He's like, I already bought a house. I have a guy.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, it was ridiculous. Like, I'm just like, dude, calm down, guys. This poor kid.
I know.
And yeah, they were also obsessed with whether or not he was going to move to Minnesota. They were not mean to him, but they were just like, you're not ready. You're not Brandon. Like,
I know, but that's literally how it always goes.
It's always
because once once she picked Brandon, I was like, oh, Nate's winning. But and like, I think everybody knew that, but they're like, no, we have to create some sort of conflict and drama for like, the last maybe episode.
She cares that much what her parents think.
And maybe living in Minnesota or Michigan,
Minnesota
is that important to her that she would stay with Brandon, who's 100% willing to move to Minnesota, versus Nate, who maybe would move to Minnesota. Maybe it's that important to her. And of course, always, they pick the guy that's like, I'm not sure if he's ready for an engagement. And like, that's how it should be, though. It's kind of like, it's like they've been going off of faith the whole time.
Yeah.
And this last choice is kind of like,
let's see if it works. And guess what? It doesn't usually work.
I know. Poor Tayshia. Poor Caitlin. The same. Both of our hosts.
Although, isn't Claire back together with Dale?
Oh, they were
for a while. I don't know. Maybe they're officially broke up now. I can't keep track of that.
I don't know. Trash. You know who's still together? Rachel, Lindsay, and Brian.
Yes. We never talk about it, do we?
Because she
canceled Chris Harrison, and the producers probably still feel a certain way about that.
Whatever.
But on that note, this is our last bit with Caitlin or Tayshia as a host. Like, they're going to be done now.
Like, done?
I think so, because they have Jesse, whatever the dick his name is coming in.
I wonder if he's just going to do Bachelor and they'll do Bachelorette.
I also wonder that, because I don't know if he's really ready to sign on to a full-time gig. He's got another job. Like, he is a sports whatever announcer guy.
Yeah.
So like, it's
and
not
Caitlin,
like he
like has. Yeah.
Although I also saw that Caitlin was like not really feeling the vibe of like continuing to be on TV a bunch, because she was getting a lot of hate and she wasn't really feeling it, but maybe she's gotten over that because of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, also she's like going on tour for Dancing with the Stars because she won. She has a like a wine business, and she has her podcast, but she also tours. Like, she's really busy. She's doing so much stuff.
Yeah.
The bitch is
busy.
Yeah. Big fan. I love how like, I think Caitlin has really run with her success from the show. Like,
yeah,
she's like, yep, I was on TV and I had to have the whole world attack me and slut shame me. And so I'm going to take my 15 minutes and fucking run with it and do whatever I want to do and live
my life.
She's
killing it. She's fucking killing it, dude.
Yeah.
So we still have two more dates.
Yeah. And these are always so boring. The final dates are so boring.
I know, right?
I mean, the big thing from Brandon's date is that Michelle told him that she's in love with him.
Yes. Yes, which we had not heard yet.
Yeah.
We have, and they go jet skiing. And he gives her a sweatshirt.
That was it. And she's like, maybe Brandon's my person. And then her and Nate go on a boat. They do. No,
Brandon and her jet ski. Her and Nate do the shaman thing where he's
really
bad at it.
And like, again, who cares?
Well, and it's one of those things where like, some guys do really good with this, some don't. And it really just shows me how much they were raised to be very toxic masculine, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, just let yourself be a little like, this isn't funny. Like, don't laugh at the guy. Like, just, not everyone can like let themselves go and just like actually be okay with it.
Yeah.
There. And it's also like, how much did you get raised with religion and think that this is woo-woo silly, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but
he didn't do a good job at all in the date. But then later in the date, he did a good job expressing himself.
He told her he loved her. She told him she loved him. Like, yeah. At that point, her mind was basically made up. It was just like,
she's like, I just need to,
I need you to do the bare minimum. I need you to say you love me.
Do the bare minimum. Say you're in love with me, that you love you. And like,
just tell me you're ready for an engagement.
Yeah, tell me you're ready for your engagement. That's all I need to hear, baby. And then let's see here. Oh yeah, they go both talk to Neil Lane. Neil Lane looks just so tired.
I can't believe he's still alive.
how is he still alive?
Why are your rings still so ugly?
Like, do they ever update them? That's my question. Is there ever a new ring? No, it's like you have a pair, a square, or a round one. That's like it.
Yeah. A teardrop.
Come on. Teardrop, sorry. Yeah. Well, there's a pair and the teardrop, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Listen. So I don't want a diamond. Diamonds are so fucking ugly.
Diamonds are, they're so, also they're evil.
And they're evil. Even a fair trade diamond, I'm like, I don't care. Even by me buying the diamond that is sourced well, I'm still promoting, like, the idea that diamonds are desirable and needed.
No.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Buying a ruby.
Yes.
I like rubies. Ruby, emerald, sapphires.
Exactly. Those are the fun ones.
Those are nice. Okay. Oh. Anyways, fuck diamonds. No. Fuck Neil Lane.
So we get the bit, and then she, oh, the other thing is that we forgot to mention is she comes back from her date with Nate and Brandon has written her
a letter. Insane note. The producers are like, please, we have to make it seem like maybe she will pick you.
I know.
He's like, remember how bad Nate is at expressing himself? Look at this great note of emotions.
Oh, okay. So then we have the big, like, it's always just like a countdown to find out who wins. Because it's like,
he's
getting ready, and he's getting ready, and she's getting ready. Here comes the cars. And then you see a foot step out of the car. And we always, and it's never surprising who it is.
There has been one or two times where they had...
The winner
the winner go first, but usually whoever's getting dumped goes first.
Yeah. And usually. Then rarely have I been surprised, except in Ari season when what's her face stepped out first because he picked Becca initially.
Oh yes,
Lauren.
Lauren.
Yeah, when she stepped out first, I was like, no fucking way.
No way, man.
They're still together too. Bachelor success.
Oh yeah. Forgot about that.
One of the few times a bachelor was successful, but he wasn't because he didn't end up with the woman that he picked. Anyway.
No, but like, you know, ended up with a woman from the show. I don't know.
Yes. But so Brandon steps out, and it's a pretty, he said later and after the final rose, and you could see it on his face too when he looked into her eyes. He knew it wasn't him.
Yeah. Heartbreaking. Really, I don't know what he said because the waves were too loud, but
I know. And I also didn't want to hear because I'm just like, I just want this to get over with.
But he was, oh man. At first he really kept really composed, but then like later down the beach, he just was torn up. Poor kid.
Oh, and that's the thing. Cause you're putting all your, I mean, again, your, you're on the show and basket. The whole thing. And it's like,
Michelle's the basket.
Anybody would have cried. Anybody who makes it to the top two and doesn't win, you're going to cry. You're going to be, it happens. But, I felt bad. It sucked. And she was really torn up about it too, because I think she really did love him. And like on paper, he was everything she asked for.
Oh yeah.
You know,
he did what he was supposed to do, but sometimes you just can't explain why it's just not quite enough.
Yeah.
It's just not the little bit, that little spark, whatever it is, isn't there.
Yeah. I mean, if Nate hadn't been in this, it probably would have been Brandon, you know what I mean? But like, it was Nate.
Nate was there. So
Nate, the great. But yeah, so bye-bye, Brandon. Very, very sad.
Very sad. Almost got me to tear up.
Almost, but then I was like, you will get over this. You'll get over it, I promise you.
You'll be fine, my sir.
Yeah. And so then Nate shows up. It's always, I think I love this so much because I'm like, okay, the hard part's over. And then I'm always more happy on The Bachelorette because I'm like, our girl is about to find her love and be happy. And They're both so happy. They're going to be tall, beautiful children.
They're going to be so tall.
They're going to be so tall. They're going to be so athletic.
He's so tall. Now that it matters. So
it doesn't matter. But like, it's every time you can just tell he's so tall.
Just walking around like a crazy person.
Yeah.
But yeah. And he screams out that, what does he say? I've got a fiance or something.
Yeah, I have a fiance. We're engaged. We're in love.
Very cute. Whatever. After the final rose, what do we got? Oh man. Okay. Brandon comes out.
Yeah.
With that weird ass suit on, but he looks good.
Yeah. He's still sad. He's like, I have a good support system. When he talked to Michelle, he was like, I don't understand the disconnect.
Right.
But I mean, you just want answers, and it's hard because most of the times in that situation, there just isn't an answer for why it wasn't you. You're like, you can't explain why. It's just that I loved somebody more than you.
Yeah.
And Michelle did say, she's like, I did fall in love with both of you.
I was being honest And like, yeah. She was like, I could have saved that and I could have not done said that, but I had to be honest with my emotions. And you mm-hmm. know, you deserve to hear that.
Yeah. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens. They come out.
Nate and Michelle. The big thing,
they get a check from ABC $200,000.
ABC was straight up like, we need a success story. You guys cannot break up. Here's guilt money.
Buy a house.
Buy a freaking house. Okay. Like, the last how many of these have not been successful? When was the last successful one? Was it Ari?
Let's see. Katie, and then, well, Matt, and then Claire, Tayshia.
Peter didn't. All of the ones that we've covered have broken up. We're cursed. It's us.
Michelle's got a good head on her shoulders. Nate's already moving to Minneapolis. They're already looking at houses. Their families are best friends. Her parents ended up loving him once they got to spend more than like an hour with him.
Right.
Not on TV. And he could fucking relax. Yeah. It's all set for them. He's saying, why wait? I hope that they end up having the life that they want to have.
Yes, me too. I hope it works out for them. I really do. But it just like, I was like, damn, they're getting a down payment. Nobody else got a fucking down payment. That's just like, really?
I know.
Like what? And not even just like a small down payment. No, that's like
200,000. That, yeah.
That's like half a
house.
That'll
get you like a nice house too. If you can just like here's $200,000. Yeah.
That's insane. So listen, Jordan, I'm just saying, go on the show, get a house, become a real estate agent, like figure it out. All right. 1 second. Talk about something. I have to go shut my cat up. I'll be right back.
Let's see. Talk about something. What's something I could talk about? Let's see. I still have hope that maybe Mike will be the bachelor someday. That'd be lovely. Then maybe I'd finally go on the show.
Cat woke up Denzel.
Let's see. Jasmine smells really bad.
Welcome back. What was that now?
Hi. Nothing.
We'll see if it makes it into the episode, whatever all of that was. I'm back. And my cat's in the room with me now. Probably not for long. Let's wrap this cheese up with some Clayton talk, huh?
I guess. Last thing to talk about. Clayton has a lot of haters which I never understand the point of hating somebody and posting about it. I'm like, just because you don't know who he is, why are you going to take the energy? He just seems like a harmless, dumb dude who's going to apparently.
There's nothing inherently wrong with him. We're just all like, it's just like people are like,
they all have people they would rather watch. Yeah.
I'd rather watch like any other of the guys on this season. But
yeah,
it was a weird choice to like be like, oh, a lot of people are upset with this choice of Bachelor and don't know who he is and he didn't get enough screen time. And I'm sure some people still think that like it's got something to do with race and there's weird people that will make it about that, but I don't really don't think that that's why they picked him.
I mean, it's very clearly he was cast to become the Bachelor.
Yeah. And he was picked out
Michelle
beforehand.
Didn't like him enough. So
there just wasn't a lot of airtime to show of him, but
yeah,
it was a weird choice to like sit down and make him read mean tweets about himself.
Caitlin did that when she was the Bachelorette. Chris Harrison did that to her because her season, so she fucked somebody before the fantasy suites and then people were posting about it. So like on her mental all episode, they had her,
they had her like read out.
They had her read out loud, like the things that people said about her calling her a slut and like a disgrace and how her behavior was disgusting. So she was like, I think you need to like read what your haters are saying. So let's do it.
That's a little different.
Just laugh at it.
I mean, it's kind of messed up that they made Caitlin read that, but also it's like, that's also messed up that people were saying that. But like with Clayton, it was just kind of weird. It felt like
it was. I mean, I think they're just trying to show him more and more and be like, this is his personality. Isn't it awful? See, be on his side because people have said
he can
all these
laugh it off.
About
people
it.
Are being watch so unnecessarily mean to him. Please watch the season. Look how sad he is.
Yeah. So,
which we will.
That is what it is.
We'll watch it. First episode came out yesterday, so fuck, no break for us. We had a 4-week break. What am I talking about?
I know the first episode is always the worst, especially of The Bachelor.
Right.
But
all the ladies, yeah. though. Aren't you excited to meet all the ladies?
Yeah, I guess so.
Sure. Fine.
But yeah. Any other closing arguments from this season?
Arguments? I would like to argue that Rodney should have been the Bachelor.
Great.
That's all. He's bold way choice. More charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
He's got a better story.
Way better story.
Way better.
He's the underdog.
My closing arguments are, I can't wait to see half of these dudes on Bachelor in Paradise. Can't wait to see Peter and Will on there again.
No, I can wait. Peter doesn't, I don't want Peter. Not Peter.
I know.
I mean, it'll be good drama, I guess. Blah.
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 But yeah. All right. So, plug yourself.
That is our 17th season of The Bachelorette that we've covered. I don't know. It feels like it, but if you want to find me online, you can find me at The Real Jasmine Sherman on Instagram. Follow my theater company at Miscast Productions with two S's, MISSCAST Productions. We are putting up a show if you're in the Missoula or Montana area, January 20th through the 22nd and 27th through the 29th. There will be a show. It's going to be great. I'm not in it, but I directed it and good people are in it. Other than that, link is in my bio for all other creative endeavors. Jordo, yo, what do you got, baby?
You can follow me on Instagram at nofucksnux. That's NOFUKZNUKZ. You can listen to my other podcast, Late to the Game. It's a Game of Thrones podcast. And you can follow us on Instagram at LTTG_pod.
Mm. Hell yeah. And you can follow our podcast at Before the Final Rose. I never post anything.
Oh, yeah. But just for fun.
If you really care to. Just make sure you're subscribed, right? Because you never know when an episode's coming out.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Jasmine. Will you accept this episode?
With all my heart.
Great.
Thank you all for coming on this journey with us today.
And we'll see you in like 4 days.
Yep. Because we got to watch this other episode and get back on schedule. All right. Mm-hmm. We will talk to y'all later. Thanks for being cool. Cheerio.
Bye. Bye.